WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The White House's indirect talks between Israel and Hamas will begin in Egypt tomorrow after Hamas agreed to President Trump's terms that would lead to the release of hostages, and the IDF has stopped offensive fighting in Gaza. But many issues still outstanding, including starvation in Gaza. Antoine Renard with the World Food Program there says,
I think that the most important for the humanitarian is now that all the corridors, all the crossings will be allowing us to reach people in a proper manner.
Republican senators holding a retreat this weekend in Georgia, but the government shutdown continues. Republicans say they won't talk until Democrats vote to end the shutdown. Democrats say they're trying to stop cuts to Medicaid. The Justice Department called the 8-year prison sentence for the person who plotted to kill Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh woefully insufficient, says it will appeal. And attorneys for Sean Combs say they'll appeal his 50-month sentence on two prostitution-related convictions. This is ABC News. The WNBA Finals opened last night as the Vegas Aces beat the Phoenix Mercury by 3 to win game 1 of the best of 7, but the league's commissioner has been facing criticism brought to a head by Minnesota star Nafisa Collier. ABC's Ike Ajachi has more on the firestorm surrounding Kathy Engelbert.
The Minnesota Lynx player didn't hold back at her end-of-season press conference, describing the league's leadership as the worst in the world. Players across the league rallied behind Collier, calling for accountability and change, also pointing to other persistent issues like uneven pay and player marketing. Now, Engelbert responding, acknowledging there is work to be done.
We value feedback. We listen to criticism.
Engelbert saying that the league and players' union are meeting next week to discuss a new collective bargaining agreement.
Arthur Jones, a former NFL player, the older brother of UFC star John Jones, has died. He was 39 years old. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Driftless Area LLC, Simpson's Tractor, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Center Pharmacy, Colloy Contracting, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Richards Insurance, D&T Pump and Well Service, House on the Rock, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
It's currently a sunny 83 degrees in Richland Center at 12:03. Our afternoon forecast calls for mostly sunny skies and breezy. Hot for early October with near record highs, with highs reaching today expected to be around 89 degrees. Mainly clear and continuing to be breezy tonight. Another warm night with lows only dropping to around 62. For Sunday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy, a little bit windier, and highs reaching around 85. A 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms Sunday night, with a tenth to two-tenths of an inch of rain possible in some areas. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, lows dropping to around 55 degrees. And for your forecast on Monday, a 50% chance of showers, perhaps a couple thunderstorms too. There is a chance that some locations could pick up to a quarter of an inch. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies, highs reaching around 67 degrees. Again in Richland Center, we're currently, after a morning's low of 55, at a sunny 83 degrees.
It takes an outstanding team to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds in top shape year-round, and now you can be a part of it. They're looking for a full-time golf and grounds equipment maintenance and repair technician. If you enjoy troubleshooting and putting your mechanical skills to work, this is your chance to join a dedicated crew. Call 608-935-3639 extension 1201 or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Apply today and help keep something truly special running smoothly.
Now's the time to cash in on big savings at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Get up to $10,500 off in pre-ordered savings on select hay and forage equipment, including roll belt round balers, and Discbind disc mower conditioners. Need more? How about up to a $1,500 trade-in allowance on qualifying Discbind disc mower conditioners? That's right. Upgrade your hang operation with the power, reliability, and performance of New Holland equipment and put more money back in your pocket. But don't wait too long. These special offers end September 30th. Call or stop in today and talk to the team at Simpson Tractor in Richland Center, where service meets savings in the field.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Today is Saturday, October 4th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. A traffic crash in Richland Center last weekend resulted in an arrest. Richland Center Police Chief Billy Jones reports that on Sunday at approximately 5:30, the Richland County 911 Communication Center received a report of a motor vehicle accident at the intersection of North Jefferson Street and West Union Street in Richland Center. The crash involved a truck and a motorcycle. The caller reported that two individuals had been ejected from the motorcycle and were lying in the roadway. Responding officers from the Richland Center Police Department and the Richland County Sheriff's Office arrived on scene and immediately provided medical assistance until Richland EMS personnel arrived and assumed care of the injured. Richland Fire also responded to provide traffic control and assist with scene security. During the crash investigation, officers detected a strong odor of marijuana coming from the truck involved in the accident. A search of the vehicle was conducted, resulting in the discovery of 438.2 grams of marijuana. As a result, Jake J. Quick was arrested and tentatively charged with possession of marijuana with the intent to deliver. It's a busy weekend in Richland Center today through Sunday as the community celebrates Center Color Fest. There's the citywide garage sales going on today. The Wheels of Time Hill Country Classic Power Show is being held at the Richland County Fairgrounds through Sunday. Oakwood Fruit Farm Customer Appreciation Days is being held today and tomorrow. Wild Hills Winery Fall Festival and Grape Stomp is being held today until 7 o'clock this evening, featuring live music and wine tasting. And the Canyon of Lights Parade will step off in downtown Richland Center at 7. On Sunday, we'll feature tours of the A.D. German Warehouse designed by Frank Lloyd Wright at noon, 1 o'clock, and 2 o'clock. The 103rd Ithaca School Fair and Homecoming is being held today at Ithaca Schools. The Kinchy's Pedal Pole gets underway at 1 o'clock this afternoon, and mascot races will be at 1:30. The Hall of Fame ceremony featuring this year's inductees, John Jones and Chris Fry, will be held at 2 o'clock. Dr. Brandon Federley is high school middle school principal at Ithaca.
Both of those people show you just how great the Ithaca community is, how important the school is, and the kind of folks that come out of the school. We're very proud to invite them back. We're very proud to honor them.
Following the ceremony, the homecoming football game versus Royal will kick off at 2:30 this afternoon. Tonight, the homecoming dance will be held at 8 o'clock. Tomorrow, the horse show will be at the Anderson Family Quarter Horse Farm at 11. More information about Ithaca's homecoming and school fair can be found on the school website and on the Ithaca Fair Facebook page. WRCO News Time is currently 12:10.
Are you or a loved one looking for a home that blends independence with the support you need? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex where care, compassion, and community come together for 60 years and counting. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer private, spacious apartments in a community designed for active living and peace of mind. Enjoy a home of your own with access to personalized care and services, all within a safe, welcoming environment. From meals prepared with care to social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, our team is here to help you live your best life with the independence you want and the assistance you need. Discover the difference of living at Schmidt Woodland Hills, where compassion and care are always close by. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Make Schmidt Woodland Hills your new home, where independence and support go hand in hand.
If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional four-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at four-year universities, without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more. Or at swtc.edu.
Today's news continues. We have entered the month of October, and during this time of year, many consumers are storing their summer recreational vehicles so they are protected during the winter. When looking for a storage building, it is best to search for a licensed public warehouse. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
You may have some fun summer toys, think boats, recreational vehicles, or other items that could need storage. And we want everyone to be aware that DADCAP is responsible for regulating public warehouse keepers who store for hire. And what store for hire means is that a public warehouse keeper is paid to maintain custody of another person's stored property. This doesn't include those rental storage units or self-storage, where consumers who rent those types of units assume the responsibility for the safekeeping of the property stored in the rented space, and then they have access to their unit either during normal business hours or maybe, you know, it's 24/7. But in public warehouse keepers, they are licensed by DADCAP and include many types of businesses that store a variety of items for individuals or other businesses. They could include a warehousing company that handles product distribution, maybe a moving company that stores household goods, a vehicle dealership or service center that provides off-season storage for boats, RVs, power sport vehicles, or even farmers who offer an empty barn, shed, or field as a storage space.
When choosing a public warehouse, make sure it fits your storage needs.
We want consumers to make sure that when they are selecting a public warehouse, they consider those storage requirements that they have for the property they are storing, and is the storage they're looking at appropriate for those needs. So a perfect example is if my property is going to be stored indoors or outdoors, that may or may not be appropriate for the type of item that you're going to be storing. We also want to make sure that it's suitable for the products that are stored, but make sure to use a licensed facility. And one way you can do that is by checking out the licensed facilities on our website, because we go through a whole bunch of questions and make sure that they are meeting the requirements of the regulations.
Michelle Reinen also suggests contacting your insurance company in case you need any type of coverage to help protect your stored items.
Public warehouse keepers are required to have insurance that will only cover particular situations, and based on the good that you're storing, that may cover things, but you also may need enhanced coverage for the item that the other factors that aren't covered. So that is something you'll want to talk to your insurance agent about to see if you would want enhanced coverage, again, based on the value of the item.
You can find a list of licensed public warehouses on DADCAP's website at datcp.wi.gov. Also, if you have any questions about public warehouses, or if you are a victim of a scam, you can contact DADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1 800 422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. The Richland Center Friendship Quilters Guild is hosting a quilt show at Schmidt Woodland Hills in the second floor activity room this weekend. Numerous handmade quilts made by Quilt Guild members are on display at the quilt show, along with various handmade items to purchase. Cheryl Harris of Boscobel is the featured quilter exhibiting numerous quilts that she has made over the years.
I've been sewing since I was 5 years old. I love to quilt now, and I'm just making quilts for different charities, and I put my quilts in various quilt shows across the United States. I've been at national and international quilt shows, and sometimes I win some of that prize money.
There will be a bed turning ceremony during the quilt show on each day when quilts will be viewed with the telling of each quilt's story.
It's actually a history of quilts, and they talk about some of the different techniques that are used in more detail as they turn the quilt off the bed. And there's a whole stack of quilts on the bed, and it's really quite interesting.
The Richland Center Friendship Quilters Guild Quilt Show is being held today from now until 4 o'clock and tomorrow from 10 until 3 at Schmidt Woodland Hills in the second floor activity room. Admission is free. Wheels of Time, Hill Country Classic Power's annual truck and tractor show is going on today and tomorrow at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The public is invited to view vintage trucks, tractors, cars, and gas engines, and see sawmill shredding and threshing demonstrations. Paul Posh is coordinating the event.
This is the 42nd year of the show. It started back in 1983 with Dan Schaefer and Mark Welty. They just decided to have a picnic on the first nice weekend in October, and it just kind of has expanded from there to now it includes tractors, trucks, basically anything you'd like to show off, bring it down. We'll find a place for it.
Food will be available all weekend along with a pie stand, silent auction, and youth exhibit area. A threshing demonstration will begin around 12:30 this afternoon. This afternoon's pedal pull has been replaced with something new.
Well, we were unable to have the pedal pull that we had last year because of conflicts. So we decided that we needed to have something for the young kids to do. So we're going to have a sawdust scramble. We've got some dry shavings. We're going to put down a tarp, and we're going to throw a whole bunch of quarters in it. And we're going to have divided into three groups, 5 and under, 5 to 9, and 9 to 12, or 10 to 12-year-olds. And they can go in there and find all the coins.
A truck and tractor parade will also occur this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Bill Gear is coordinating the event.
Guys that want to bring the tractors out in front of the grandstand, we get a ticket from them at the gate with what their tractor is and who they are and where they're from. And we got announcers speaking out there and letting everybody know who they are going through. So
on Sunday, Cowboy Church will start at 8:30 and the threshing demonstration returns at 12:30. Admission to the show at the Richland County Fairgrounds is free. Wheels of Time Truck and Tractor Show is a unique event with a large variety of vehicles to see. The show will run until 5 o'clock today and from 8 until 3 tomorrow. NHS of Southwest Wisconsin will be hosting an open house today at 123 South Central Avenue in Richland Center from 1 until 4 o'clock this evening.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Today is Saturday, October 4th. Roger McCulloch, 92 of Blue River, formerly of Steuben, died Wednesday. A funeral service will be held on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Blue River United Methodist Church. Burial will follow at Gays Mills Cemetery. Friends may call at the church on Monday from 9 until the time of the service at 11. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Roger McCulloch is survived by 3 children, Barb and Wally Reichman, Rita and Matt Cox, and Carl and Kathy McCulloch, along with 11 grandchildren, 28 great-grandchildren, a brother, Greg and Pat McCulloch, a special friend, Joyce Weech, brother-in-law, Francis and Mary Walters, and sister-in-law, Lucille Walters, along with many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Roger McCulloch, 92 of Blue River, formerly of Steuben. Michael Mike Anderson, 60 of rural Muscadet, died Monday at home. Memorial services will be held at 3 o'clock on Monday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Monday from 1 until the time of the service at 3. Mike Anderson is survived by his mother, Sherry Anderson of rural Muscadet, 2 sisters, Brenda and Dan Cupp of Richland Center, and Amy and Brian Schaff of Oklahoma, along with nieces and nephews, great-nieces, great-nephews, aunts and uncles, and a special friend, Stephen Kovars. Michael Mike Anderson, 60, of rural Muscadet. Dwayne C. Fralick, age 83, died on Monday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held on Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in St. Paul Lutheran Cemetery near Hill Point. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home on Wednesday from 10 until the time of the Mass at 11. Dwayne Fralick is survived by his sister Meredith, brother Bill, as well as nieces and nephews and his care providers Ed, Colleen, and Leah Uhlenhake. Dwayne C. Fralick, age 83. Donna B. Piasecki Parker Nicholson, 88 of Richland Center, died Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held on Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Tuesday from 4 until 6, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. Donna Nicholson is survived by her husband, Junior, her children, Lori and David Burkhalter of Lake Delton, Randy Parker of Ithaca, and Sherry and Kevin Hauser of Baraboo, along with 4 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, a sister, Mary Ann and Norman Parker, a brother, Dick and Dolly Piasecki, sisters-in-law, Patricia and Butch Wolf, and Karen Hank, brother-in-law, Jerry and Lisa Nicholson, and many nieces and nephews. Donna B. Piasecki Parker Nicholson, 88, of Richland Center. Susan May Krieger, 76, of Richland Center, died on Monday. A memorial service will be held on Sunday, October 19th at 1 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Arlington. Friends may call at the church on Sunday, October 19th, from noon till the time of the service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Susan Krieger is survived by her husband Lonnie, son Jeffrey Krieger, daughters Jennifer and David Adkins, and Jessica and Benjamin Olson, 2 grandsons, 1 granddaughter, 3 brothers, George, Sydney, and Gary, as well as many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Susan May Krieger, 76, of Richland Center. Georgia Lynn McMillan, 76 of Richland Center, died September 26th following a courageous battle with lung cancer. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Memorials may be made to your local community animal shelter. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with the arrangements. Georgia McMillan is survived by her husband, Theodore, two stepchildren, Christian McMillan of Elkhorn and Thomas and Stacy McMillan of Helverstraw, along with two grandchildren, sisters Vicki and Mike Flugstad of Plover, and Don and Rick Miller of Rockford, Illinois. A brother, Alan and Nancy, the Shaymaker of Freepoint, Illinois, as well as nieces, nephews, and great-nieces. Georgia Lynn McMillan, 76, of Richland Center.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Service, is insured. They do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596. Serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel, 375-5353. 5353.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Congratulations to area couples celebrating wedding anniversaries today. Mike and Cora Jacobson, Don and Sue Lang, Kirk and Jill Lair, Larry and Susan Hallett, Dick and Lorraine Dahlberg, Mark and Ty Benson, and happy 50th anniversary to Larry and Sherry Nelson. Best wishes from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Brunseth for WRCO. I hope you're having a wonderful Saturday afternoon. The forecast really hasn't changed much for today or the next several days. The only two concerns I have, if you want to call them those, is the potential for some rain later on Sunday and Sunday night. We do need some rain. We've only had a couple of hundreds at best in the last week and a half, and days like today really just pull the moisture out of the ground and really dry things out even more. And then the second concern is the threat of frost. We are in October, so again, if you want to call it a concern, but we're expecting that. High pressure building in, and we'll keep the sky clear for a few nights midweek next week, and the wind will be calm. So as you know, once that sun sets, those temperatures, they drop off quickly during the overnight hours. Your forecast for the rest of today, mostly sunny, highs close to 90, near record high temperatures for much of Wisconsin today. The wind out of the south gusting up to 25 miles per hour. Tonight will be mainly clear and breezy, another warm overnight with lows around 60. Sunday, not as warm compared to today, still though, well above where we typically are this time of year. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy with a high near 85. And with the pressure field tightening, it'll be even windier on Sunday with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Sunday evening and Sunday night, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a tenth to a quarter an inch of rain possible in some areas. Mostly cloudy otherwise with a low near 55. Winds turning to the northwest late Sunday night and then Monday, northwest northerly winds in the wake of a cold front that'll slowly work its way across southern Wisconsin. With it still in our vicinity, we'll still have showers and thunderstorms in the area for Monday. I have a 50% chance in for that, maybe another quarter inch or so falling. Highs around 67. Monday night into Tuesday, a 20% chance of some lingering showers. Tuesday itself, partly cloudy to mostly sunny, rising up to 65. Tuesday night, dropping down to 38, and some spots could get down close to freezing, so that potential for some areas of frost. Wednesday, then sunshine up to 66. Thursday, starting near 40, and then a high of 68, mostly sunny. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a great day.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 84 degrees in Richland Center. We have a wind speed averaging about 6 to 7 miles per hour out of the north-northwest. Barometer reading of 29.95 and no precipitation to report for today. Yesterday's high reached 89 degrees. Our morning's low was 55. So far today, we have not broken our record. High set in 1953, that was 87 degrees, although we might get close. We had a record low in 1974 of 23 degrees. Last year's high reached 69 with a low of 44. The sun will set today at 6:38 and rise tomorrow morning at 7:03. Again in Richland Center, after a morning's low of 55 degrees, we're currently at a sunny 84.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
You're on the list for Macy's Fall VIP Sale. That means you're invited to save big on this season's top designer looks at prices you'll love. Like an extra 30% off Calvin Klein, Steve Madden, Hugo Boss, and more. Plus, get 15% off beauty and fragrance from Estee Lauder, Lancome, and so many others. This only happens a few times a year. Don't miss the Fall VIP Sale today, only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
If you're ready for a career change, Cardinal Glass CG is looking for dedicated team members to join their growing workforce. With competitive pay, excellent benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to succeed. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green to apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 for more details.
Welcome to Saturdays with Simo on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Join Chris Simonson as he takes you on a musical journey through the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Songs that spark memories and tunes that make you want to sing along. It's Saturday, it's Simo, and it's all brought to you by our great sponsors. Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Mastodon Records, and by WP Dental. Turn it up and enjoy the ride. This is Saturdays with Simo.
Whenever I think of you, my mind blows up you. Baby, when I look in your eyes. Saturday afternoon, everyone. Welcome to this edition with Saturdays with Simo. We have a shorter show today. WRCO is covering the football game at Ithaca for their homecoming. So you will get me for an hour, and then Phil takes us out to the football field for the game today. But in the meantime, let's play some fun tunes, shall we? Keeping things on the disco side, these are the Silvers with Boogie Fever.
Oh.
from their Little Juice Coupe LP. That is, of course, Be True to Your School, the Beach Boys. This is a little bit of the Kinks. Ooh, the Kinks. This from 1965, I believe. Name of this song is Dedicated Follower of Fashion.
They seek him here, they seek him there. His clothes are loud, but never square. It will make or break him, so he's got to buy the best, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. And when he does his little rounds round the boutiques of London town, eagerly pursuing all the latest fads and trends, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
Thinks he is a flower to be looked at, and when he pulls his frilly nylon and his raked up tight, he feels a dedicated follower of fashion. One thing that he loves, and that is flattery. One week he's in polka dots, and next week he's in stripes, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. They seek him here, they seek him there, in Regent Street and Leicester Square. Army marches on, each one a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
His world is built round discotheques and parties. His pleasure-seeking individual always looks his best, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Shop just like a butterfly. In matters of the cloth, he is as thick as can be, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. He's a dedicated follower of fashion. He's a dedicated follower of fashion.
Coming soon, singing you a slumber tune. goodbye. Oh, my darling, don't you cry. Guardian angels up above, take care of the one I love. Oh, hush, 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 goodbye.
Mystics with Hushabye. It's time to take a break and hear from our sponsors. I want to thank the sponsors of the program very much. Thanks, guys. Sponsors today include Pine Valley Community Village, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Mastodon Records, WP Dental, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Thank you very much to each of those. So we will hear some words from them, and we return to hear a little bit of Jimmy Rogers in just a few moments.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Life is filled with decisions, some required and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start that journey at prattfuneralservice.com.
Struggling with red, swollen, or bleeding gums? There's good news! Williams & Pierce Family Dental now offers a gentle, cutting-edge way to fight gum disease, laser bacteria reduction. This modern treatment tackles moderate to severe gingivitis and periodontitis without cutting or stitches, so you can heal naturally, keep your gums intact, and get back to your normal routine fast. Call 647-3993 today to schedule your evaluation, or visit Williams & Pierce Family Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
As the winter months roll in, you or your loved ones may want to consider spending them with us at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Our getaway package allows you to receive extra help only in the months you may need it. Spend up to 3 months with us enjoying a furnished apartment, weekly housekeeping, meal services, and an excellent care staff. If you're interested, call 608-647-8931 for more information today.
Mastodon Records is located at Okooch Books and Libations in downtown Richland Center. Check out all the vinyl, new and used. And on Saturday mornings, you too can have true vinyl confessions.
I once bought a Sean Cassidy album.
Oh, no.
But I traded it with my cousin for a Molly Hatchet album.
Yeah!
You can buy or sell vinyl in downtown Richland Center at Mastodon Records.
Are you ready for some place that's a little different from the usual, where you can enjoy casual fine dining and really relax? Then try Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58, between Laval and Mauston. Featuring beautiful country surroundings, a cozy fireplace, and the warmest hospitality. Tonight's special at Summit Ridge is hand-cut delicious prime rib with twice-baked potatoes and their amazing salad bar. And don't miss the roasted chicken and dumpling special on Wednesdays. Make it a dinner to remember at Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston.
Some people don't just work, they work to make a difference. This is Joe Flores, owner-manager of Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. People with a passionate commitment to their jobs work to make a difference in other people's lives, just like the caregivers at Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, some of whom have been with us since we opened our doors in 1995. Our longtime employees could easily work elsewhere, but at Harvest Guest Home, they find fulfillment in our mission of serving with tender, loving care, respect, patience, and affection. They believe in our commitment as a family-owned business to providing the best possible care to our residents. This is our way of life. Call us today at 647-8205.
There's always family here.
It's all about great music with some interesting information as a bonus from Chris Simonson. This is Saturdays with Simo, only on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
Honeycomb, honeycomb.
Well, it's a darn good life, and it's kind of funny how the Lord made the bee, and the bee made the honey, and the honeybee looking for a home. And they called it a honeycomb, and they roamed the world, and they gathered all of the honeycomb in the one sweet fall, and the honeycomb from a million trips made my baby's lips. So honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, and made a walking and talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like a honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bee, I'm gonna look all around for a green, green tree. And he made a little tree, and I guess you heard what then? Well, he made a little bird, and they waited all around until the end of spring. I get every note that the birdies sing, and they put them all into one sweet tone for my honeycomb. Oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, and made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, a honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, a honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like a honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bird, I'm gonna look all around for a little old word. It sounds about sweet like a turtle dove, and I guess I'm gonna call it love. And he roamed the world, looking everywhere, we're getting love from here, love from there. And he put it all in a little old part of my baby's heart. Oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, that made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
Jimmy Rogers with Honeycomb. What a lovely falsetto. Back to the 1970s. This is Bette Midler with The Rose.
Some say love, it is a river that drowns the tender reed. Some say love, it is a razor that leaves your soul to bleed. Some it's only seen.